Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Shares for Beginners. Weekend Watch List.
G'day and welcome back to Shares for Beginners Weekend Watch List, where we'll be taking a close look at an individual company, sector or ETF that you may wish to consider for your watch list. It's not a recommendation to buy, but a way for you to learn how experts screen for value. Today, it's going to be me that's the expert that's talking about this, and I'm joined by Emily Lee, who is my fantastic producer and editor, who puts together all of these wonderful episodes and does a great job on the editing and keeps me organised. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
So Emily's going to ask me a few questions and keep me on track today on this. So how are you finding editing the podcast, by the way?
It's good, I guess. It's good practice for, I guess, where I want to go in the future.
Are you learning anything about finance?
I am learning quite a lot about finance.
Have you started your investing path yet?
Not yet. I've been thinking about it for a very, very long time. Since I started working for you, I guess, I got pretty interested in it, just haven't committed to it yet.
Okay, but are you thinking of it like individual shares or ETFs, or what sort of things are you thinking of investing in?
ETFs, because they seem safe. But just micro-investing at the moment seems the most...
achievable.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just wanted to talk today about a couple of experiences I've had personally in the market over the last couple of weeks. And I think this is important to look at. I started this podcast as a way of learning myself more about the share market and investing in general. And I think there's been a couple of good lessons this week. So Emily, start asking some questions.
All right. Can you tell us about the Asia ETF? What is it and what made you interested in it?
Okay, well, the Asia ETF is an ETF that is investing in Asian technology tigers. Now, I'll just read a bit of bump from BetaShares. They're the providers of this ETF. And that is, technology tigers have multi-billion dollar market capitalizations and dominate the region's technology market, providing products and services across the technology spectrum. There's Alibaba Group, which is the world's largest retailer. Its online sales and profits surpassed all US retailers combined in 2015. There's Baidu, which provides a range of products and services, including the number one search engine in China with over 55% market share. There's Tencent, which provides a number of social media services, including the wildly popular QQ and WeChat, the most popular social media app in China. Now, the reason why I wanted to get into an ETF like this is most of my holdings are in ETFs, are in the ASX 200, various flavors of ASX 200, and a couple of ETFs with exposure to the S&P 500 in the States and the NASDAQ. And I realized I had three ETFs that were very, very closely aligned to the ASX 200. So they've gone up very well over the last year or so. So I thought I would sell off a little bit of the ASX 200 ETF so that I could invest into something with a bit more diversification internationally and sector speaking. So that's why I chose the Asia ETF. I thought, what could be a faster growing region than that?
So there's been some movement in Chinese tech stocks at the moment. Can you explain what's happening?
Well, this, first of all, just to go back a little bit, this discussion was inspired by a listener, Paul Compton, who posted on the Facebook group, and you can find some more information on the Facebook group, Shares for Beginners, via the page or the group, and you can find out what we've been talking about there. But there are various reasons seem to be to do with regulation that's been imposed on a lot of these companies by the Chinese government. And of course, markets don't like uncertainty and they've been reacting to these changes in a negative way. First of all, we were both worried about how our holdings in this particular ETF had been going down quite significantly in the short term, and especially over the last week or so. And it's to do with the new regulations that are coming about. China has a campaign to rein in its big tech sector. It's looking at issues such as data security, monopolistic behavior, and financial stability. There's been a regulatory clampdown which has entangled companies such as Alibaba, which is a big part of the Asia ETF. And there've also been drastic moves in curtailing the after-school tutoring industry. And again, the education sector is another area that's been affected. While this is not directly reflected in the Asia ETF, it just contributes to the overall uncertainty. It's getting to a stage where people are worried about the regulations that are coming out. It's very difficult for markets to forecast and respond to. Some portfolio managers are reducing their weightings in these sectors, which is causing this current sell-off. There was also news that Tencent had briefly suspended new sign-ups for WeChat, and that really unsettled investors as well. I've got a quote here from David Wang, who's a portfolio manager, who said that he thinks that the news would probably have been a non-event if it was not in the midst of the sell-down, but it just contributed to the overall panic.
What are your thoughts about all this that's happening? And do you think that this trend will continue where all the stocks are just being sold off?
Well, again, no one can predict the future. No one knows anything. This is one of the great things that I've learned. So for me, I'm looking at holding this for the long term. No matter what happens, this region and the technology sector in this region is going to continue growing ferociously for a few years. I just can't see that not being the case. The other thing I've been looking at is the price action. When you look at the chart, you can see that the price of this ETF goes from the bottom left up towards the top right. All things being equal, this should continue. It may not, of course, but I think in the long term, this trend will continue. So I'm kind of happy to hold. But again, this is not a recommendation to buy. This is just my own personal thoughts. And Paul Compton on the Facebook group, that's his thoughts as well.
All right. Okay. The other thing that you wanted to talk about today was about Bitcoin. And you have a very interesting anecdote about Bitcoin. Can you tell us about that?
So Bitcoin, now this is an interesting one. I know nothing about cryptocurrencies and I'm very nervous about it. However, I've got a very small amount of money. I'm only talking about $500 here in a crypto exchange, ready to buy some Bitcoin when it gets to the right price. Now, what I had that price at, I set a buy order for when Bitcoin hit $30,000 US, which it did last week. Now, it's one of these psychological stories where I was looking at the price of Bitcoin, I was looking at going down, and it, you know, my idea was, my thesis was that when it gets down to $30,000, that would be a good point to buy. Now, the day before it hit $30,000, I was looking at the price chart and it was going down, 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 down. And suddenly I got this fear of catching falling knives, which is another expression I've learned making this podcast. So the day before it hit $30,000, I removed the buy order because to me it just looked like it was just going to go continuing down. Now, in the meantime, it has rocketed back up again to over $40,000. And we're recording today on July the 30th, and it's currently at $38,500. So that would have been around about a 25% increase in less than a week if I'd held my nerve and bought that.
When you saw the price rise, how did that make you feel? Were you kicking yourself for not buying it?
No, I wasn't. See, this is one of the things that I've been learning from making this podcast. It's a great quote from one of my guests, which is, you can't swing at every ball. Don't try and swing at every ball. There's going to be plenty of opportunities. And if you kick yourself over the coulda, woulda, shouldas, you're just going to cause yourself grief. So I've been quite relaxed about it, whereas in the past I would have been kicking myself. So I guess that's part of the psychology of it as well. And even if I had bought it, any loss out of $500 would have been very low, and 25% increase on $500 is not a huge amount anyway. And that's the other lesson I've learned, is to size the position for investments. as I said before, most of my investments are in ETFs. In fact, one of my largest holdings in ETFs is a bond ETF, Australian government bond ETFs, which is a very boring, low income, but it provides a kind of a ballast to the whole portfolio. I'm looking at smaller positions in smaller companies where hopefully I can achieve outsized returns. But my position sizing is such that if it goes wrong, I'm not losing a lot of money and just fiddling around at the edges. So that's the way I approached this particular Bitcoin trade. Now, it didn't work out, but hey, as I said, you can't swing at every ball.
Do you currently have any investments in crypto? And even though you can't swing at every ball, do you plan on buying Bitcoin in the future?
I think I do. I want to try something. I don't know. The interesting thing for me is Ethereum more than Bitcoin, only because I've read about it and that Ethereum is apparently a much more useful crypto and the technology actually provides a lot more capabilities than just, you know, a cryptocurrency. There's a lot of ways of transacting business that Ethereum is now making possible. Now, don't ask me to explain. I don't really know. What I've also learned is that while I am waiting to buy Bitcoin, that $500 is sitting in what's known as a stable coin, which is tied to a currency. The one I'm in is a USDT stable coin, which is a US dollar tethered stable coin cryptocurrency. So again, don't ask me to explain, but this is kind of what I'm learning at the moment about crypto. But at some stage, yes, I'd like to have a small punt in that space.
Very interesting. Bill, thanks for joining us today on your own podcast.
And thank you very much for being such a great part of my podcast.
No worries.
If you found this podcast helpful, please tell a friend, especially if it's someone who needs to start thinking about investing for their future. You'll be helping them and helping me to keep this show on the road.
Shares for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Shares for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances, or current situation.
And thank you for listening to my podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.